WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 59 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Progress is being made in resolving issues that Texas wine producers have over chemicals used by cotton farmers driving and drifting into vineyards.
Seems like there's an easy solution, and hopefully we won't have to come to the Capitol to file legislation. We'll let the farmers work this out.
Brazos County State Representative Kyle Cassell on WTAW's The Infomaniacs had multiple meetings this week on the issue.
I've had the opportunity to meet with the lobbyists for the wine growers and even the national group, but also more importantly, met with some of the cotton growers and the chemical folks. Before that, I met Monday with TDA to make sure about enforcement and what their plans were with drift and all that.
Cassell says cotton growers have a new seed variety and chemicals that won't drift to nearby vineyards. Concerns from wine producers have included cotton farmers choosing to bypass new varieties of seeds and chemicals for less expensive alternatives that result in herbicides drifting into their vineyards. Groundbreaking took place yesterday in the Bio Corridor at what will be the new home of a worldwide broadband services and technology company, which began in Bryan in 1996.
These serves internet to customers on airplanes, JetBlue, United, Virgin America. We just announced American Airlines, so we'll be converting those airplanes over to our service.
Cody Catalina, a co-founder of Net Near You, is vice president of Viasat's wireless division, which will be relocating to new offices at HSC Parkway and Traditions Drive next year.
We'll have a 24/7 support center in it for many of our customers around the world that will actually call in and use this building.
The 9-acre campus will also include a business incubator for Texas A&M students, along with amenities that will include charging stations for electric cars and 10 full RV hookups during A&M home football weekends. Completion of the 89,000-square-foot building is expected in the middle of next year. A federal judge has temporarily blocked Texas from ousting Planned Parenthood from the state's Medicaid program over secretly recorded videos taken by anti-abortion activists in 2015. Planned Parenthood's Yvonne Gutierrez says this means
that is in order for the judge to get additional information from counsel from both sides and give him an appropriate time to move forward.
The state claimed the healthcare provider violated medical and ethical standards as seen on videos released by anti-abortion activists. The Texas restrictive abortion law that went into effect in 2013 made a big impact.
The Journal of the American Medical Association study shows it most affected women in rural areas, where the rate plummeted 50% after 20 of the 41 clinics in Texas were shuttered. All of those were in rural and mid-sized cities. Study co-author Dr. Daniel Grossman adds there were more second trimester abortions.
It went up by a little over 25%. That's concerning from a public health perspective because it is associated with a higher rate of complications. It's more expensive for women. It's harder to access.
He says that may be a result of women needing more time to arrange transportation. Statewide, the drop was 14%. The Supreme Court overturned parts of the law last year, but none of the clinics have reopened. Austin York, TSN News.
Charges have been dropped against one of two men arrested following last month's armed robbery of the Stripes convenience store in Bryan at South College in Carson. 31-year-old Jonathan Bradley of Plantersville was released from jail 4 days after his arrest, according to online records. The Eagle first reported the Brazos County District Attorney's Office announced there was insufficient evidence against Bradley. Still in jail is 31-year-old Raphael Ginn of Bryan, who was arrested shortly after the December 22nd holdup and is being held in lieu of bonds totaling $135,000. Neither Bradley or Ginn were charged with shooting a Bryan police officer after the robbery. According to Ginn's arrest report, two men entered the store and took an undisclosed amount of money. Ginn is also accused of driving four others in an SUV. No additional arrests have been made. The Texas A&M Corps of Cadets is hosting a grand opening event this afternoon to celebrate their newest facility at Fiddler's Green,
which is the area where Parsons Mounted Cavalry has been since 1974. And thanks to the grateful generosity of Dorothy and Artie McFerrin and Malcolm Stewart, both of whom are obviously former students, we've been able to upgrade the facilities out there that were in bad need of repair.
Commandant of the Corps, General Joe Ramirez, says the 4,000-square-foot facility includes a training and instruction area, a storage area for TAC and equipment, and office space. Today's event, located at the corner of FM 2818 and FMB Road, starts at 5:30. WTAW news time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 59 degrees. Be part of the show. Text us 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at news this morning around 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
BCR Realtors was extremely helpful in helping me find my first home. Due to my unorthodox schedule and my long work hours, my realtor was able to meet me after hours and on weekends, which was crucial to my success. You can tell the folks that BCR Realtors really enjoy helping people and went the extra mile to answer any questions that I had. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
Save the date and join Hospice Brazos Valley on Saturday, February 18th for Hospice Happenings 2017. Fabulous Vegas Nights. Relive the 1960s Vegas while dining and dancing to music performed by the Texas Unlimited Band. Let luck be a lady at the casino gaming tables and silent auction. Enjoy an evening of fun at Brazos County Expo and support Hospice Brazos Valley's mission of providing quality end-of-life care to our community. For more information, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org. Fabulous Vegas Nights. Be there or bust.
My wife tells me I'm a terrible listener.
My wife says the same thing, but I heard her loud and clear when she told me to take our old rusted patio furniture to Jackrabbit Powder Coating.
Quick Bunny Flower Toting?
No, Earl. Jackrabbit Powder Coating. Now we take everything metal we own and have it powder coated. It's a tough finish far superior to paint, so it looks great and stands the test of time.
Okay, so Jack Dragon Trouser Roasting. I got it.
Earl, it's Jackrabbit Powder Coating. A company worth remembering.
Got to do some weather now. It's 8:11, and the weather is brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Some of us will start the day off with some patchy fog. Other than that, a partly sunny day shaping up for the region. It'll be warm with temperatures between 75 and 80 this afternoon. Clouds will move in tonight. By morning, there could be an isolated shower, 55. Clouds for tomorrow. There's the chance of a couple of showers during the day, 70 to 75. Showers end tomorrow evening. It'll turn partly cloudy and breezy with a low of 45 to 50. Sunshine, windy, and cooler for Sunday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So car headrests are designed to give us something to rest the back of our noggin as we're driving along.
Mm-hmm.
But they may soon have an altogether more cutting-edge use.
Oh, yeah.
Courtesy of a company called Freer Logic. New technology developed by Freer Logic involves a so-called non-contact neurobiomonitor headrest.
Ooh, sounds fancy.
It does, doesn't it? And expensive, too. In everyday terms, that means a car headrest which can monitor your brain activity as you drive and make sure that your full focus is on the road in front of you.
That's kind of creepy.
Well, it is creepy. Couple of things, because you know what? If it measures and somehow reports that information, then that means it can be captured by somebody.
Right.
It can be hacked. They could be sending messages into your brain. See, the brain is an organ responsible for driver distraction, attention, awareness, data processing, and problem solving, according to the founder of the company, Peter Freer. Oh, I thought it was going to be like Freer, but it's Freer. That's his last name. I thought it meant Freer, for instance, but that's his name. Anyway, yet solutions to a problem such as driver drowsiness are taken from external indicators. So the state of the art is using a camera to monitor eyelid droop and sag right now. The problem, he says, is that that's an indirect way to analyze the action when, in fact, the brain monitor could do it directly. Just saying. Not sure that we want to be doing this.
What does it do? Like, give you a little jolt?
Well, I don't know. That's the other thing, is then if it does see that you're falling asleep, yeah, does it zap you?
Because if that malfunctions, that would just be a nightmare. That would be terrible.
So you press harder on the accelerator, it goes,
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Yeah, because you're falling asleep. Yeah. And it, so we'll see. I mean, the problem is that they try to make it sound like this is good for us. And I'm not sure that it necessarily is. I mean, yes, not driving distracted, get it. Being able to tell if you're drowsy, okay.
Right.
But again, if that information's out there, somebody could hack it, and you just know, because computers are smart.
Mm-hmm.
All right, get this. Indianapolis-based American College of Education fired its information technology employee last year, according to court documents, but not before an administrative password was changed. The online college then asked the man to unlock the Google account that stored email and course material for the 2,000 students, according to a lawsuit filed by the college. The man said he'd be willing to do that if they paid him $200,000.
Ooh.
So he basically locked down the Google account.
Right.
And as a result, that's what it would cost. So welcome to the new frontier of tech concerns.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, you probably shouldn't put, it's kind of like putting all your eggs in one basket.
Uh-huh.
There should probably be some way to recover and somebody who knows how to do so, yep, that you're not going to fire.
Little offsite saving, yeah, of that, mm-hmm, kind of stuff. The American College of Education offers online master's and doctoral degrees to teachers across the country, headquartered in downtown Indianapolis, but the students come from all over.
Mm.
College's IT employees have been spread across the country too, but the school decided last year to give them the choice to move to Indianapolis or resign and take their severance deal. Well, this guy didn't want to do that, and so he basically, protected his job to some extent. Yeah. And I don't know what his salary was, but again, $200,000.
Do we blame him?
No, I'm not sure, yeah. So there's a story on the front page of the Wall Street Journal today that apparently, and again, it's Yankees. They don't know any better. The story has to do with people going into McDonald's and the McFlurry machines are not working.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I'm guessing that a McFlurry is kind of...
Go ahead.
It's a McDonald's answer to the Blizzard.
Correct.
Correct?
Yeah. Correct. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so, you know, some guy goes in three times and the machine's not working, so he goes on social media and it all blows up. He's in West
I feel like
West
they don't work more than they work.
Really?
I've heard that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, and that's the deal, is what's going on, because my thought is, if I'm the guy who has the company that makes the McFlurry machine,
mm-hmm,
McDonald's is probably my largest customer.
Right.
I probably want to make sure I got a machine that works for them.
I heard it's because they don't want to clean it.
Right. That's the general thought, is that the employees, once again, being McDonald's employees, think, oh, wait, that's way too much trouble.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I don't hear this ever. Again, I'm not going to Dairy Queen a lot, okay? I'll be honest,
right,
with you.
But you're not seeing it or hearing about it.
People are right. People, mm-hmm, are not saying that this is not a good thing.
But would you say that Blizzards are much more a part of the identity of Dairy Queen than McFlurries
are
of McDonald's?
But that must mean that there's certain group of people out there who certainly want that product.
Right.
So I think you probably need to have it available. Hello?
Yeah, I've got a question about the guys that are boycotting the... Anyway,
okay,
they're boycotting the inauguration.
All right.
How many of them were actually invited?
Well, no, if they're members of Congress, they were all invited.
Yeah, but the people boycotting, the general public, the GP.
Yeah, well, again.
I'm boycotting. You weren't invited.
But here's the thing, is you're supposed to think it's important because it's important to them.
Oh, I know.
You know.
You know what's more important to me is McFlurry's.
Yeah, it's kind of, or the McFlurry machine's not working.
Not working.
Yeah.
And they need to maybe put a sticker on the outside of the door. You know, the McFlurry machine is working, not working. You know, have like vacancy, no vacancy signs on hotels that have, you know, the McFlurry machine is working, or put a little word not
personally,
on there.
Personally, yeah, if I'm going for that particular type of item,
yeah,
I'm going to Freddy's.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to, you know, you're right, going to Freddy's, or I'm sure Sonic has something like that. I just don't know what it is.
They have their Sonic Blast.
Blast. All right,
because Sonic uses real ice cream, as opposed to these other places we're talking about, which do a soft serve.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. And then Freddy's is frozen custard.
Right, yeah, exactly. And that's a kind of a different.
Yeah.
Man.
They're so good.
Well, and that's the thing, is take those products and set them down on the counter for an hour and then come back.
Yeah.
And see what they look like.
Yep.
And Freddy's is probably still frozen. You know.
Yeah. I did always like, you know, the Dairy Queen test where they flip it upside down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gotta be doing that. Mm-hmm. Gotta be able
just
to.
Just don't try it again
over
in the car like 10 minutes later.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
BMS. Okay. So sometimes a drought can reveal ancient treasure. A giant 600-year-old Buddha was uncovered in China after a reservoir was drained.
Huh.
Water level dropped. Statue, along with the ancient temple, became visible. Divers are examining the ruins that were very well preserved by the water and trying to figure out a way to keep them pristine.
So, cool.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Get this. A
puppy. Mind you, everybody's like thirsty, but
yeah.
It's fine.
Yes, okay. It is a drought, after all. Hello?
Is this segment brought to you by Freddy's Frozen Custard?
You like that idea? Well, I mean, that's a preference, okay?
Yep.
You know, that's, I think I've had one. I'm not sure. Is that the place that has the real skinny French fries, too?
Yes. Yeah, but y'all remember it was called Shakes, and it was a standalone little frozen custard stand over by where, I guess, like Chimney Hill, kind of in that area.
Oh, yeah, sure. In that little,
that little
area right there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it does not exist anymore,
right,
but they had concretes that were just to die for.
Now look.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that could have stayed.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Well, that was cleared before, you know, the rest was cleared. It's been gone for a while, but back in high school, man, Shakes was the place.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, the reservoir was drained. Why was it divers that were searching the wreckage?
Well, I think it was lowered. It was not drained. It was the drought. So I see what you're saying, but
maybe his like little noggin was sticking up.
Something like that.
Or someone didn't think ahead, and the guys showed up, and they're like, "Well, we're in all this gear."
Yeah. Now that was that place that had the custard place you're talking about.
Yep.
They had a drive-through on both sides. Is that
correct?
Right?
Correct. I think so. And then they also had walk-up windows.
Okay.
But they did some cool stuff.
Well, it was several different things, and I don't again. It was difficult to get to. I think that's probably what their problem was, and certainly would be impossible now because of the way the traffic flows, that you couldn't get there. But I know that it did. I just can't remember what it was, but they did other stuff before the Shakes as well.
Okay.
Or maybe after.
That's just what I knew
as. And that's cool. That's I got you. All right, so there we are. And so now I'm ready for one of those.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Because we've been up for a while.
It's 8:20, but it's like lunchtime.
That's okay.
Which means ice cream's okay.
That's right. All right. The U.S. Army coming out with a new pistol.
Ooh.
Now, remember, we talked about the ammo that has seeds in it. So we got
that
going on.
The biodegradable.
Yeah, exactly. So the U.S. Army is getting a new pistol. Since 1985, the Army has used the Beretta 9mm pistol as its sidearm. But yesterday, they announced that they'll be replacing that firearm beginning this year with one that's made by Sig Sauer. So, still does the same thing. Still shoots bullets. Just going to be a different company that's providing it for them. Okay, there you are.
Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. The Federal Consumer Finance Watchdog is expanding its crackdown on overdraft fees, suing a Minnesota-based bank for allegedly luring customers into costly penalties by using illegal marketing practices. The lawsuit against TCF National Bank is part of a broader campaign by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau against overdraft fees, a significant source of revenue for many banks and credit unions, and a drain on consumers. Western Union has agreed to pay $586 million to the government to pay back victims of fraud that the money transfer company failed to protect. The government says Western Union did not have a strong enough anti-fraud program, allowing scammers to use its money transfer services to rip off customers. As part of the agreement, Western Union has agreed to implement and maintain an anti-fraud program and properly train its staff to identify potential fraud. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a slightly higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. Okay, there apparently is a new hot golf ball out there. And it comes from, of all places, Costco.
Really?
The warehouse retailer giant first began selling golf balls last fall under its Kirkland signature brand that is affixed to a wide range of products and carries discount prices. Available for $29.99 for two dozen, the balls instantly rank among the cheapest in the market. But what made the balls a hot item among fanatical golfers is the revelation that, by some accounts, they perform like rivals that sell for more than twice as much.
Wow.
Happened to mention this guy named Marty Rosenblatt in the story. He paid double the retail price to get these things. The idea sent shockwaves through what is a billion-dollar industry. And it's left Costco out of stock for weeks at a time and caused secondary market prices for the ball to soar. Its popularity is threatening one of the world's long-held consumer beliefs. When it comes to the quality of golf balls, you generally get what you pay for. But this may not be the case.
Look at that.
Yeah. And again, not a golfer, but if you talk to golfers, they buy a certain kind of golf ball a real reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They think that's the one that's right for them. But this is called, again, the Kirkland, and it is the hottest golf ball going right now, and you buy them at Costco, which I guess the closest one's probably in Houston.
Yeah, yep. Probably.
If they've even got them. So, Chelsea.
Yes.
National Polka Dot Day on Sunday.
Okay. I'm not a big fan of polka dots.
You're not making a commitment. Okay.
But I'll consider.
All right. Couldn't you Photoshop? Like polka dots on?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
So just fake it?
Sure.
All right.
Could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, there's nobody who knows how to actually rock the dots, as they say, better than Minnie Mouse.
Oh, of course.
So this weekend, Disney is launching its second Rock the Dots collection of art and fashion inspired by Mickey's Best Girl. The Hollywood Registry says that they will include new mini collections by a French designer, and it'll be out there and available for you. Then there's this. Ohio mom could go to jail after she did a 20-minute Facebook Live video which showed her 2-year-old son taped to a wall.
Oh.
Yeah.
Probably not a good idea.
Fox 26 TV in Columbus reports police saw 18-year-old Shayla Rudolph's video on Wednesday which showed the boy taped to the wall. Parents don't need to whoop their kids. All you got to do is tape them to the wall, she said.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, I taped my brother to a chair once when I was babysitting him.
All right.
But I was like 12.
Well, also, and here's the thing. I mean, was it a disciplinary action in real life or?
You just did it because you could.
I think I did it and he thought it was funny.
Okay.
It's not like he was crying as I was taping him to the chair.
Sure. I mean, with this lady, was this a disciplinary action or was she playing along? I mean, was the kid playing along? Because if the kid was playing along, there's nothing wrong there.
Yeah, I don't think that's right. I think it says his head and his arms were taped to the wall and appeared to show his mouth taped shut too.
Oh,
so,
yeah, that doesn't sound good.
Probably not.
Even if it was kind of for a joke.
And that may not be the stupidest thing that was out there. 4 men have been convicted in Atlanta for trying to sell drugs on social media.
Oh, man.
Federal prosecutors say Bernard Big Pat Stokey and 3 other men placed ads for heroin on Facebook. Cops investigated after receiving a tip that the group was offering heroin, quote, specials of the day.
Nice.
As you would always do.
Hey, guess what, guys? The police have Facebook too.
Yeah. Yep. So they found that.
At least they were trying to be businessmen about it.
Facebook and Snapchat. All 4 men pled guilty to conspiracy to distribute heroin. Yeah. And how about being criminally stupid? Would that work too? Because I think they'd probably qualify there. Hello.
Yeah, if she'd have had more whippings when she was a kid, she would not have had a kid at 16.
Well,
shots fired.
There you go.
Reliable and dependable equipment is essential to landowners. When working the land, knowing you have a 5-year powertrain warranty standing behind you gives you your peace of mind. The 45-horsepower tractor from John Deere at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment will clear fields, move bales, grade roads, and stand the test of time with a 5-year powertrain warranty. Now, it's more affordable than ever with payments as low as $159 a month. Stop by the Sioux Falls Prater nearest you or cptractor.com for more information. Some residency restriction may apply and subject to approved credit.
Building electronics one atom at a time. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update.
Engineers make today's microchips by etching away material from slices of silicon. Johns Hopkins University chemist Rebecca Clausen is working in the other direction, using silicon atoms as building blocks.
What we're interested in is what would happen if you built a structure up from individual elements.
The approach is still experimental, but the goal is to make electronic features up to 100 times smaller than those in current chips. That means smaller, more powerful devices. And Clausen says building with silicon atoms has other advantages.
Silicon's also unique in being biodegradable and non-toxic, and that is an incredible opportunity for bioelectronics and biocompatible structures.
And that could lead to the possible fusion of silicon devices with biological structures. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Web-connected security cams are in millions of homes. A bestseller, Samsung SmartCam home security camera. And once again, Samsung is in the middle of a major manufacturing scandal that could be allowing hackers to watch your most private areas of your home. Kim Gamando with your Friday Digital Consumer Tech Update. The Samsung SmartCam was designed to live stream to an app on your smartphone. But last year, a group of so-called ethical hackers notified the company of a flaw that allowed hackers to take control of any Samsung SmartCam. Samsung modified the cams, but hackers can still get in. Now, what I'm saying is not intended to be another attack on Samsung. Rather, it's a warning. Any device connected to the internet, regardless of who makes it or installs it, can and will be hacked. If you're concerned about safety and privacy, never use wireless or internet-connected baby monitors or home security devices. Nothing online is unhackable. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Hey, honey, you want to go out for dinner?
I can't. I'm stuck on hold with the stupid cable company trying to get another rate reduction.
Didn't you already do that?
I do it every 6 months. They just keep raising our rates. I'm done. It's time to cut the cable with CableGone.com.
Are you sick and tired of being gouged by your cable company? Sitting on hold, endlessly waiting for customer service?
Your call is important to us.
Paying exorbitant bills, but getting fewer and fewer channels?
Please hold for the next available representative.
National radio host and USA Today columnist Kim Gamando here. Millions of Americans have found a better way to get their favorite channels for free. The solution? CableGone.com. Here's what the cable companies don't want you to know. Most top shows and major sports are available now without expensive cable or satellite.
Hey, honey, you want to go out for dinner?
Sure, let's go out for steak with all the money we saved with CableGone.com.
Learn more now at CableGone.com.
The Kim Gamando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 59 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A wireless broadband company founded in Bryan in 1996, which was acquired by an international corporation in 2014, will be in new offices in the Bio Corridor next year. Cody Catalina, a co-founder of Net Near You and now the vice president of the wireless division of Viasat, was among the speakers at yesterday's groundbreaking at HSC Parkway in Traditions Drive.
We provided internet service on Navy bases around the world, in Bahrain, in Dubai, just did a large deployment in Cuba, all over the United States. We are embarking on projects in Mexico right now where we are actually going into villages that have no telephone service, no internet at all, no cell coverage, and we're deploying high-speed Wi-Fi service for these folks.
Viasat, which currently employs 170, will have room for 300 to serve customers 24/7.
We're building a dedicated student incubator area in the building so that students that have projects at A&M can come over, do their projects in our building, learn a little bit about the Viasat culture, see what a Corpus campus is like, and it's a way for us to recruit those students for future employment.
The project is part of an economic development agreement with the cities of College Station in Bryan and Brazos County. Issues between Texas wine and cotton producers are expected to be resolved without having to go to the state legislature. That's the hope of Brazos County State Representative Kyle Cassell, who said on WTAW's The Infomaniacs he met with people involved with both crops, the state agriculture department, and chemical companies.
These folks have an incredible new cotton seed and herbicides
that has a low volatility, it's stable and safe, and cannot be applicated with aerial spray and only use certain nozzles. So it will keep this product on the cotton and should ensure a healthy wine crop in the neighbor's fields next door.
Concerns from wine producers have included cotton farmers choosing to bypass new varieties of seeds and chemicals for less expensive alternatives that result in herbicides drifting into vineyards. A Grimes County man who was one of two men arrested following last month's armed robbery of a Bryan convenience store is out of jail after charges were dropped. According to online records from the Brazos County Jail, 31-year-old Jonathan Bradley of Plantersville was released 4 days after his arrest. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office, as first reported by the Eagle, reports there was insufficient evidence against Bradley. A Bryan man, 31-year-old Raphael Ginn, remains in jail in lieu of bonds totaling $135,000 from the December 22nd holdup of the Stripe store at South College and Carson. Neither Bradley or Ginn were charged with shooting a Bryan police officer shortly after the robbery. And you're invited to today's grand opening of the Texas A&M Corps of Cadets' newest facility, the Dorothy and Arthur McFerrin Parsons Mounted Cavalry Headquarters. The Commandant General Joe Ramirez says the new building at Fiddler's Green has 4,000 square feet of multi-purpose space.
We were in bad need of a new facility to be able to store our tack for the horses, our cannons, all of the equipment that's associated with preparing the horses to ride, as well as office space and conference room space.
General Ramirez says today's event, which begins at 5:30, will include speeches from university officials and the donors. The new facility is located on the corner of FM 2818 and F&B Road. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 59 degrees. Text us any time of the day. We'll take your news tips, photos, and videos. 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. We will not have news today at noon. There will be Inauguration Day coverage. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm quite advanced. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
8:37. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Here we go.
There'll be some areas of fog here and there this morning. Other than that, partial sunshine today and warm, highs reaching 75 to 80 degrees as we head through the afternoon. Clouds increase tonight. There could be a stray shower. Nighttime lows around 55. Clouds for tomorrow, a couple of showers possible, 70 to 75. Showers end tomorrow evening. It'll become partly cloudy, breezy, 45 to 50. Then sunny and windy Sunday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
8:37, time to talk about stuff that's going on in the city of College Station. Colin's here this morning. How are you today?
Doing great, Scott. How are you?
I'm fine. Finally quit raining. Good day to buy property. Go see where all the water's standing, right? That's when you don't do that. No problems, though, in the city, right? Got the water out.
We got a lot of oceanfront property.
Yeah, we do. That's exactly right. You brought a guest in with you this morning.
Did, Councilwoman Julie Schultz.
Oh, she's back again.
Actually, I have a new title now.
You're Mayor Pro Tem, aren't you?
Yes,
true.
I am. God.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Way to go, Mr. PR
yeah,
man.
It'll
be fine. So, welcome in.
Thank you.
I had the mayor in this week, and he happened to be the other member of council along with you who decided to start talking about road surfaces. And, you know, we're going to do flexible surfaces, going to do concrete, and you, I think, sided with him. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about your feeling as to why you feel that concrete is not the way to go, or is
well,
the way to go.
Well, no.
Not the way to go right now.
I, you know, am a big proponent of the having the concrete streets, but in my issue was enacting all the impact fees that we are with the increase in property tax, then we're going to lay this additional thing on our, you know, development community. I thought it was unfair. And they had spoken to me and said, can we look at other alternatives? Can we have a little more of a conversation about some other options? And it was actually, the way things worked out was kind of a surprise to me. I didn't know we could actually enact something in workshop. That hadn't happened to me before. And boom, they did it. And it wasn't coming to council. And so, that I got confused about that situation. We didn't hear from the Home Builders Association, which I wanted to hear from them, and it's fair. And it just happened kind of quick.
So you're going to do that more often now? You're going to try to get something done in workshop?
Well,
is that
I don't even know how that happens legally. I mean, obviously it's legal, but I don't recall ever doing that in my previous years on council.
So what we're looking at is a stair step that gets us up to $1,500. Is that over a three-year period? Is that right?
It depends on which one you're talking about.
Okay, well, all right, let's talk about the impact fee as far as the lots are concerned.
Well,
okay.
I mean, there's the roadway fee,
okay.
And then there's the wastewater.
All right, we'll finish the roadway then first.
Okay.
Is that the future of revenue streams in cities like College Station?
The roadway maintenance
impact fee, whether it's a water fee, a sewer fee.
I hope not. Actually, if you were looking at the best case scenario, it's let's bring in economic development and let that add to the ad valorem coffers, so you have the money to keep up with all your infrastructure. If we have businesses on the ground and, you know, big companies come in, then that's where you get your revenue. We won't need to do all this impact fee business.
All right. So, and you're talking more than retail when you say that.
Yes.
Well, what is College Station prime for? What kind of businesses can be in here beyond retail? I don't want to talk about another nail shop or another restaurant. Okay.
We have Spring Creek Business Park out there behind Lowe's in South College Station. It's not ready with infrastructure, but it's been sitting there for well before I got on council, and we haven't had any real bites on it. I think a lot of it has to do with our limited workforce, and we don't have the infrastructure out there. If we can at least get the everything we need and possibly even work out some deal to have some ready-made facility that we can, you know, somebody can come in and put it out there, and these companies come in and rent it. That's a typical way of doing stuff. So that if we can get workforce in line and we can get online and we can get infrastructure in there, then that's two out of the three things that big companies are looking for. The third is incentives, which is a little more difficult.
So what you're saying is you let somebody build on spec?
Yeah.
Put a building out there?
Yeah.
Well, who's going to do that?
Well, there's companies that do that.
All right.
Actually, there's someone doing that on the other side in, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, over there in next to the BioCorridor.
Okay. Well, and again, but that's not the first piece of development there. So it's there are things that are developing
right
around it. All right. So that's what you think needs to happen. That then takes us down the bunny trail of RVP or College Station by themselves. What do you do as far as development is concerned when it comes to that?
At the last council meeting, we're enacting a kind of a business council for sections of each section of town. So we're starting with Spring Creek, and our economic development department is going to put together a business council that will go out and search for, you know, economic development people to come possibly put their company there.
Who will be on this team? How will they build this team?
It's structured the way, you know, we've looked at it. It's similar to the way Brian has theirs, except for ours will have more than one. We'll do it based on geography. And it will be three members of council, and then I believe it's three members of the public, of citizens, that may be stakeholders in that area or have some connection to development, such as a banker or, you know, real estate attorney, that kind of thing. And then we'll start from there. It's a new thing. I really don't know how it's going to go, but our Nallery Ruiz is heading that up, and she's been doing her homework with other cities, she found this model in Fort Worth and has talked to them about how that's worked. And basically, it'll act like a version of the RVP. I mean, they're going to, obviously, the RVP looks for broad range of large companies that can come anywhere in either city or the county. And a lot of the things that they deal with are manufacturing that we don't have a place for.
So did I hear Julie Schultz, the Mayor Pro Tem of College Station, with us today, did I hear you say that different areas of the city would have different teams?
Yes.
Okay. So
different councils or whatever.
You divided up the city into four different
Well, places? It's project-based.
Okay.
So let's say we're going to look at, and it's not really Northgate, but it's the north side, so mm-hmm. you're looking at all the way down University Drive where there's development. There'll probably be one for there, just because a lot of that is redevelopment along there as you get closer to the bypass in between, you know, where the Hilton is back this way. A lot of that's redeveloping right now.
Okay, so fair to say you're going to kind of circumvent what the RVP is doing?
No, it's a different type of thing. Actually, this one will have more of a retail component. It depends on where it is. But Spring Creek will not be retail, but the stuff along University Drive obviously will be more hotels and things like that, less business park kind of thing and more of the retail.
Okay, well, last question I've got then for you. Let's go back to what we were talking about, impact fees, and mm-hmm. I know that the Mayor Mooney was here this weekend and voices concerns over things that could happen in Austin, property tax caps mm-hmm. that could cause cities and counties to kind of lose their money flow. So do you fear that? Is that something that that y'all are taking into consideration, at least discussing?
Well, we're going to Austin in a couple of weeks, and we're going to have conversations with our legislators there. And, you know, all of those people have cities they live in,
sure.
So I have a hard time envisioning what you're saying happening. But it could. You never know when stuff just comes. We have a lobbyist that watches that kind of thing for us. So, yeah, all those kind of things are frightening, and that would be a huge problem if that happened.
Yeah. Well, don't make me start talking about your lobbyist because he missed the big one last year when it came to bond issues. Remember how they snuck that one in on you? Yeah.
Well, and they do that.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, so they're not your friends in Austin anymore. Tell me what's on your mind.
I just know how that works.
Okay. Tell me what's on your mind today.
I wanted to put a little note of appreciation out there for our brand new P&Z members, Planning mm-hmm. and Zoning Commissioners. Mm-hmm. We just added four new, and out of seven, that's quite the
wow!
Quite the new.
So,
folk.
Can you name them?
It's Keith Williamson, mm-hmm. Eleanor Vasali, Bill Mather, and Jeremy Osborne, and they kind of got dumped into the deep end last night. So that's why I'm saying thank you, because normally the meetings go till, you know, they end well before 8 o'clock. Well, this one went quite a bit longer because
uh-huh.
there's
uh-huh.
some rezonings that people were very passionate about, and so they were like, what? You told me it would only last an hour, so.
There anyway, will be those days.
I appreciate them very much.
Okay. And they get paid the same y'all do, right?
Exactly the
okay.
same amount.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
That's Julie Schultz from City Council. Anything else for us today?
Yeah, beginning next Tuesday, our Parks and Recreation Department is partnering with students from A&M's School of Public Health and the Department of Health and Kinesiology to offer a New Year's Resolution program series to help people get in shape, eat healthier, and become better organized. We have a new blog up on the city blog. A new post, go to blog.cstx.gov.
Yeah, but you're 2 weeks late. People have already tried that and failed. And
well, that's why we're coming
gotta
in.
Get
just
back
in time.
Okay.
I haven't given up mine yet.
Okay, all right, got it. Okay, thank you, Colin. Appreciate that. Yeah. As we visit with the folks from College Station on Fridays, it's our community segment on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Have you heard about a coaching life? Well, you certainly know who Gary Blair is, 14 years as the A&M women's basketball coach, and you probably know Rusty Burson, author of 18 books, mostly about things Aggieland. Well, they got together, collaborated, and wrote a book. It's called A Coaching Life, and recently Coach Gary Blair talked about the book.
We had a great time writing this book. It was done over a 3-year period. And Rusty
and I. It was the longest take I've ever had.
Yes.
It was the most challenging and the most fun, because all you had to do with Gary is just, we would go over, we'd interview in the summertime, we'd turn on the Rangers when they're on the West Coast, and then we'd have to interrupt you know, our story as the Rangers fell on the West Coast every time. But his stories, there were just so darn many of them. So the challenge was, and I told everyone at A&M Press, the challenge is going to not make this war and peace. Let's don't make it war and peace. Yeah.
Well, those are the voices of Coach Gary Blair, Rusty Burson. Of course, the senior editor of the Texas A&M University Press is Tom Lemming, did work on the book, too. And they were visiting last Monday during the Gary Blair radio show. And here's more of the conversation about Gary Blair and Rusty Burson's A Coaching Life.
Journalism was my teaching field, and I found out right quick I couldn't make a living because my grammar wasn't good enough, so I had to have a great writer like Rusty. And then when Rusty and I still put it together, you should watch their editing machine go to work on us. And I mean, they can string me down like I'm a run-on sentence, and they're trying to push me in a little bit tighter. Coach, can we say this a different way?
Over 30 years as a head coach, 14 years at Texas A&M, five stops as a head coach. You put all that together, and he thought that he had a story to tell.
I really admire Pat Summitt and what she's meant to the game. Her last book and how she came through life and how hard it was growing up and how tough her dad was on her and everything like that. I felt like I had something that's to tell about all five stops that I've had along the way, from the Marine Corps on down to just being a good athlete, but not a great athlete in anything. And so I just told life stories. I've got a pretty good memory. My mom had a great memory. She could tell me at 85, she died at 86, who I went out with way back in the 60s back there. She just would say she could remember everything.
Rusty, what about this book do you want people to know about get them out to go get it?
I appreciate that, Steve, because I've done a number of books on A&M personalities and been fortunate to do Dat Wynn's book, and which was great, and Red Cash. And the guy right here he's made his name in women's basketball, winning a national championship, but he is an unbelievable coach. He could coach anything. He could coach football. He can coach baseball. He can coach anything. Golf. One of my favorite stories in that whole book is about golf and him at South Oak Cliff getting his start as a golf coach and the things that he had to do. The guy is just a mentor and truly a great life coach. And I think without question, he could win a national championship in any sport he coached.
Called A Coaching Life by Gary Blair with Rusty Burson, and it's available Amazon and wherever good books are sold. And that's Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom Monica to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess that you're probably driving right now. Sitting comfortably behind a wheel with a tasty caffeinated beverage in your cup holder. Well, if you were driving with Uber, you could be earning money right now too. That's because Uber is the ultimate side hustle. Extra cash whenever you want. Earning you can turn on and off, just like your car. This isn't just another J-O-B. It's a totally flexible way to earn. So go ahead, get your side hustle on. Visit uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:53. Okay, so in the NFL, Baltimore has won, and so does Chicago and Detroit and Philadelphia. But New England doesn't, and neither does Minnesota, Tennessee, or Pittsburgh. You know what it is? You know what it is?
Something New England hasn't won?
Yeah, right. In the NFL, okay, Baltimore has one, as does Chicago, Detroit, and Philadelphia. New England doesn't. Neither does Minnesota, Tennessee, or Pittsburgh.
Huh. An animal mascot?
Listen to you!
Yeah! Wow!
There we go.
That's amazing. Way to go. Yeah, that's it. An animal mascot.
Well, okay. That's I'm just being technical here, but
oh,
I mean,
Brad.
A patriot is a human,
right?
Which is technically.
But it's not an animal.
I mean, kind of.
No,
right?
No, a Viking is a human. That's not an animal.
Okay.
A Titan and a Steeler.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, it used to be a long time ago. You can't do it anymore because they got weird names. But it used to be what sports nicknames did not end in S.
Oh.
See? And you got the White Sox and you got the Red Sox.
Oh, right.
See? In baseball. But then you got like the Minnesota Wild now and stuff like that. So it's not nearly as unusual
fun.
As it
yeah.
used to be. All right. Okay. So another day, another brick and mortar with some losses. Target has announced that they had sluggish holiday traffic in the stores, and although sales increased in clothes and home and wellness and toys, it dropped in electronics and entertainment. Target shares dropped more than 5% by midday as a result of the report yesterday. Look, you don't think of Target for electronics. I mean, you just don't.
Yeah.
Right? You go to Best Buy or online.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
NBC has picked up about additional 20 episodes of The Wall. After the first several shows have been ratings winners. That's that thing that's produced by LeBron James.
Oh, okay. Where they win money.
Yep, show on which contestants answer questions correctly, get a ball to drop from a 10-story wall into a money-slotted marker with different amounts, potential top prize, over $12 million.
Yeah, that's
not
crazy.
Bad.
Kind of like Plinko without the pegs.
Well, you know. And I think
something like that.
Yeah, and I think they pick people that need money.
Okay.
Yeah, because I remember reading something where it's kind of the purpose of the show is to change people's lives, you know, people who need it, not so much just like let's let Donald Trump play the wall.
Sure, gotcha. Netflix announced its yearly numbers, telling stockholders that viewership has gone up by more than 7 million people. There are now 93.8 million people. Netflix stock went up more than 8% with that news. The company just did a deal with Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, moving it over from Crackle. And the company said, Gilmore Girls!
Woo-hoo!
Revival was so strong it debuted in the top 10 in every territory.
Wow. That's awesome.
I don't have the story right in front of me, so I'm just going to kind of ad lib it, but there apparently is a bracelet now, a promise bracelet, that will tell your significant other if you are sneaking around and watching shows ahead. Watching shows ahead of them on Netflix.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's where we are. I'm just saying, because, again.
Well, you shouldn't do that.
Well, you shouldn't do that. That's exactly right. So now, apparently, they're going to have some way that they can track you doing that.
Next thing you know, they're going to be tracking other things.
That's
like
right.
Like where I was thinking.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. Hey, Uber Eats, we just ran a commercial for Uber. Uber Eats drivers should.
Get your side hustle on.
Yeah, should lay off the sauce. Tony and Ama Abada, owners of Krusty Pizza in Tampa, knew something was up when the man came to pick up an order that he didn't have the correct pizza bags to keep the food warm. Seemed a little strange to them. Find out, in fact, he had a BB gun inside and he held him up.
Oh,
but
wow.
He's posing as an Uber driver to do that. Okay.
Just saying.
A goat got caught on video eating sour candy.
Ooh.
Inside a convenience store. It's like the squirrels we had the other day.
First it's squirrels, now it's goats.
That's hoping you were going to say it was caught on camera doing goat yoga.
Oh, yeah, that and drinking beer at the same time.
Yes.
Witnesses say the hungry animal wandered into a 7-Eleven in Oregon and helped itself to sour Skittles.
Ooh.
Caitlin Lund caught video of the bizarre sight. The clip has gone viral. Millions of views out there. Lund says shoppers were completely nonchalant about the goat. As it seems to happen every day, huh?
What? Every day? Did it kind of squint or, like, you know, have like a, ooh.
Yeah, ooh, I didn't want
to
do that. That
was a
sad decision. All right. San Diego moving companies are banding together and refusing to move the Chargers football operation to Los Angeles.
Oh.
Around 30 of them so far. 10 L.A. area movers have pledged to turn down any opportunities as well. Who thought?
Wow.
Who knew?
Like, L.A. doesn't want them?
Yeah. Well, obviously, San Diego doesn't want to lose them.
Right, yeah. Right. Okay.
Here it is. Here it is. I found it. Okay. Commitment rings. The rings are actually high-tech wearables that prevent you or your significant other from watching ahead on your favorite Netflix or other series. The ring's NFC technology, that's near-field communication technology, working with a phone app on Google Play and Apple's App Store, blocks that series from view until both rings are present in the room.
Wow.
The rings created by ice cream maker? Cornetto?
Okay.
All right. They will be available at seriescommitment.com.
So it doesn't just tattle on you. It doesn't
yeah,
let you watch.
Yeah, does not let you watch.
You.
Okay,
yeah.
So there you are. All right. Now, who's Kristen Stewart? Do we know her?
Oh,
Kristen,
yes. She's from Twilight.
Yeah. All right. Has just authored a scientific research paper on artificial intelligence.
Really?
Yes, that Kristen Stewart.
Yeah.
Co-authored a paper on neural style transfer, an artificial intelligence technique.
Interesting.
Good
not
for her.
Not bad, yeah. So when she's not doing movies and television, she's being smart.
Yeah,
and
only 26 years old.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
All right. And Mark Zuckerberg is suing his neighbors. He's got a 700-acre property in Hawaii that he wants to build on. What's interesting is Hawaiian law says that descendants of farmers or any Hawaiian